The election results in Haiti are in, and they show that musician Michel Sweet Mickey Martelly has won the runoff for the presidential election. He defeated former First Lady Miland Maniga. That's Sweet Mickey about 15 years ago or so, singing Toussaint Martelly. Elda James joins us now, a supporter of Martelly, a lawyer in Dorchester, Massachusetts, recently traveled to Haiti to support the presidential candidate, Michel Martelly. We talked to her back in October when she was organizing a fundraiser for Sweet Mickey. Elda, did you end up being able to raise lots of funds for him?
Good morning. I don't know if you raised a lot of funds, but we did gather a lot of support in Boston so that Boston people could get the message out to their families and friends in Haiti to help with this election.
Do you think that
but
the Do you think that that people here in the United States ended up having an influence over what happened in Haiti in the presidential runoff?
Well, I think the influence they had was to get the word out and to their families and friends in Haiti and encourage people to vote, and also to lend support from here, whether it was financial support or counseling type of support, in order to make these really unprecedented events to happen in Haiti. This is the first time in the history of Haiti where we've had two candidates in a runoff election campaigning everywhere in Haiti, resulting in a relatively calm election. I think this has been an amazing show of the people of Haiti really wanting a change, wanting to social justice.
Well,
and
Elda, your candidate appears to have achieved a really incredible victory with more than 60% of the vote, and his opponent got only 30% or so. But there are reports that there was an apathetic view of the election, that it didn't get a large turnout.
Well, from what I can see, what I could see for 2.5 weeks in Haiti recently, there was no apathy in Haiti. Certainly people, even if they did not get to actually cast a vote because of the incredible red tape presently existing of keeping people from even getting an electoral card to be able to vote, there was no apathy. I remember standing and looking at crowds following Mr. Martelly, where you could not see the end of the crowd. There were so many people. And I also want to say that, extend a thank you to the international community, particularly the United States, for helping, lending help and expertise in helping Haiti in this election. I think the people of Haiti voted for social justice. They voted for change. Both candidates, it speaks highly of, I think, both candidates that the elections went the way they went
Elda. We'll have to leave it there. That is Elda James, a lawyer from Boston who helped raise funds for her winning candidate, Michel Sweet Mickey Martelly, no longer a musician, now the incoming president of Haiti.